Something jostled in my memory. Something from last night. I straightened, but kept our hands joined. I had a dream. I don't think it was a dream.
What do you think it was?
Magic. Old magic. Maybe the hush.
What did they do?
I was in a cave. It was impossibly dark. I thought I woke up there. No, wait. I closed my eyes for a minute, chasing a memory. Someone woke me. A voice told me to run and to find her, to save the moon. That voice was terrified, like it was running too, trying to hide. Then there were other voices in the shadows, too many. By the time I got to my feet, I had the attention of a hush. I'm sure that's what she was. She was a monster, old.
The monster?
Lou wanted to know if the thing in my dream was the monster that had all but killed Lou and me, turning us both into things not quite living. No, this one was powerful, unafraid of the gods.
Lots of foolish things are unafraid of the gods.
She wasn't foolish, just old magic, ancient.
Did she have a name?
Mother Hush.
That sounds like the Hush. Creatures of magic so old they came from under the earth, soaking through and seeping into ours through cavern and stone.
What did Val say?
Sounds like the Hush to him.
Did she speak to you? Mother Hush, and you're not a dream?
It could have just been a dream.
It wasn't.
I glared at Val, and he pointed at Lou.
She agrees with me.
Brogan, you and I are too old to ignore our gut feelings. It wasn't a dream. What did Mother Hush do?
Threaten me. She wants me to find a... Air went solid in my lungs. I was choking and couldn't inhale, couldn't exhale.
Brogan? Brogan, are you okay?
I heard Lou's voice, felt her hands at a distance on my shoulders. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I marveled at how strong she was as she caught me and guided me down to lie on the truck bed. I drifted, drowning, numb and unable to even panic. Then, as quickly as the paralysis had gripped me, it was gone.
There you are. Okay, you're all right now. Just keep breathing. You're doing fine.
I was lying on my back, the hazy blue sky a canopy propped up by the trees.
Did Val do this?
Her expression shifted from caregiver to killer in a flash.
It's not always the werewolf's fault.
No, not Val. I think it's a binding.